Agwande, and welcome to Untold Story, Who is South Africa, a series that tells the untold stories and the unsung heroes of our country, which I feel needs to be part of the South African classroom. And I'm your host, Phindile Karisa Masanab. In the last episode, we discussed how black women got dispossessed of their status as producers and matriarchs, and how their bodies were violated at the face of capitalism and patriarchy. Today, the discussion is on female heroes. Abomkhombandlela-Bethu, Izimbokodo. Stick around, guys. Our womanism cannot simply be reduced to the atrocities of systematic exclusion, both from being black and being woman. Despite what we've been dealt with, we have persevered and succeeded. In all aspects and all spheres, still, we rose. History may have written us down, but still, we rise. Njengoba kusho Maya Angelou. And in that process, we viewed as angry black women. And perhaps that anger was the only way we could assert ourselves, or we can assert ourselves and cement ourselves, like Zozibini says. We look back to Umkabayika Jama, which is AmaZulu, who was born in 1750. Mkabayi was responsible for the birth of her brother, Usenza Ngakhona. She became the person who came up with the idea that could give uJamarhandaba an heir to his throne. She became regent shortly after her father uJamarhandaba passed, and she was head of the military unit eBaqulisini, in a way bekaphethe amabutho. The reign of the most well-known Zulu king, Shaka kaSenzo Ngakhona, would not have happened if Mkabayi had not ordered Ushaka to battle uSigujana, who was also a son to Senzo Ngakhona. Later on, she got banished and died in exile. However, it should be recognized that the destiny of isiZulu samaZulu would not have happened how it happened if it was not for Mkabayi's action and her influence as well. And in as much as she was brutalized in the end, but she was one person that continued to keep the monarch alive. Unomzamo Winifred Zaniwe Madikizela is another force. Reducing her politics to her marriage with uMandela has more to do with patriarchal narratives than the truth. Unomzamo was born in 1936 at Bizana in the Eastern Cape. She was always questioning the oppression of black people. In her early 20s, she was even granted the opportunity of being placed in Boston for a scholarship. But instead, she chose to stay eBara in Gauteng. She chose to stay because she saw more than Boston needed her. And that, for me, was an act of activism. Because she was there for the people instead of her own things. Later in her life, she would meet Mandela, which is not important for the purposes of this. She was even imprisoned for fighting against apartheid and spent months in prison. Further, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, brutalized her and scrutinized her. It even stripped away her ministerial duties, because at the time she was the Minister of Arts and Education or something. But what I want you to understand here is that Nomzamo was a force before Mandela, and she was a force after Mandela. So, us intertwining her success or her politics with Mandela is sort of reducing her light. And I feel that she received her flowers when it was too late, Mamuin. She even did not receive enough recognition from this country, to an extent that the only university that honored her was a university in Uganda, in Makerere, which is really disappointing with so many institutions that are in this country, yet they failed to do so. We should also understand that history is always in the making, and history is even something that happened yesterday or today or that is happening now. We look to Prof. Mamokgethi Phakeng, the Vice Chancellor of UCT. She became one of the first women to obtain a PhD in maths education, and she's one of the most influential women in education. She even initiated the Adopt a Learner program in an attempt to offer financial support to learners from disadvantaged backgrounds. She continues being an example to young black girls, ukuthi indeed it is possible and it can be done. I mean, even through her research about how maths could be taught in indigenous languages so that people can understand, is also a big move for our people, as you can see. And I feel like it's progressive in how it can even advance education as we know it, because we know that in education, language becomes a barrier. Sometimes it's not that you're not smart, but English is also a barrier. We come to Dr. Cindy Fanzel, the people's doctor, who was consistently advising people and giving them free medical advice. For me, what Dr. Cindy gave us access to healthcare, access that we did not have. I mean, the simplest thing that she may have told us went a long way, things we didn't even know, especially for us, Tina Bandu, who don't have medical aid and all of that, who don't have access to quality medical care. So Dr. Cindy was that bridge that we needed. We come to Moonchild Saneli, who's constantly showing women to fully express themselves, whether in music or through clothing, and it's big and it's massive. We come to Mamnokolo Grootboom, who adorned our TV screens and brought news in Xhosa and made TV what it is today. She paved way in current affairs for native presenters that are both female and black. So for me, it's also another big thing. We come to Naledi Chiro, a student activist who's now a member of parliament, one of the youngest, that is. You know, she's had her fees must fall days, but her politics are strongly advocating for women. She's advocating against the oppression of black women. And she's even one of the young women who spoke against Kwesi's rape done by the former president, Mr. Jacob Zuma. When he was speaking, Naledi was brave enough to go there and hold a placard and ask what happened to Kwesi. To me, that was an act that actually said, you know what, fuck patriarchy in the face. You did this, we don't care whether you're president or what. She spoke against it. She even spoke against the sterilization of black women, which has been happening in this country for the longest of time. We go to Uzoi Mudira, who's making music, the story of black people, how we are, how it is. You know, it's all of these people that we can think about in our lives. It's your mother who ensures that unugudle taflen, even if it means that she must catch a bus in the morning, 3 a.m., just to get there. It's your mom who ensures that she sells whatever she can so that there's food on the table and you go to school. It's all of these women that we look to in our lives and say, you know what you did for me there? That was an heroic act. It's those teachers that are constantly looking out for us at school. And it's women that are constantly speaking against acts that are being done to us, acts that need not happen. So it's every woman from every aspect, every walk of life that is black, and constantly ensuring that as black people we move forward. And these women remain uncelebrated, because most of the time what happens is we put hierarchies in this woman. We're going to say, nah, that woman is an academic achiever, so she's better than a woman who maybe took her clothes off. No, everyone's doing what they're doing in order to survive. And I want us to recognize that. I want us to recognize that, because that's very important. So think about every woman that made a difference in your life, every black woman that made a difference in your life, and look back and say to this podcast, yes, these women exist, despite the atrocities of systematic exclusion from being black and being women. Here they are, still rising, still making it, still ensuring that life goes on. Labo mama abathengisa isikobo, it's them. The women who sell clothes, it's them. omama abasebenza emakhitshini, it's them. Women who are teachers, it's them. So it's basically everyone, women who are going to be lawyers and everyone that is actually fighting for black people in every way they can, because we should understand that fighting for black people isn't always political. Yes, it's political, but it doesn't always have to be in the political space. Till we meet again, guys, I be Matonga Mnandi.